IFM 101.9 megahertz of life.
Willem Els, Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives at the Transnational Threats for International Crime Program at the Institute for Security Studies. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Howard. Doing very well, and you?
Yep, excellent. Thank you. Mozambique jihadists' new guerrilla tactics could destabilize the entire region. Tell us about it.
Yes, we see that this insurgency that started back in 2017, they started off with fairly big groups, fairly concentrated. And when they attacked the town of Palma, there were in excess of 200 of them that attacked the town. But we saw now after Rwanda moved in and also SAMIM moved in, they started to destabilize and to actually take these camps of the insurgents. They started to disrupt their operations. And what happened then is they started to break up in smaller groups. But one major change that they also did is they actually now moved away from the traditional areas of operation. And they spread out throughout the province, but also they moved into the southern province of Nampula.
So it does this indicate a complete shift in tactics, or is this just something that has naturally evolved?
I think it is of both, but the shift in tactics is, you know, the challenge with SAMIM. SAMIM is not as well resourced as they are supposed to be, or they could have been due to many reasons, due to financial reasons, especially. It's expensive to keep these boots on the ground in Mozambique for some. But so what these guys are doing now, they are hitting in one area. When some concentrate in that area, they hit in another area and in another area, spreading the resources and the manpower of some widely over the province, and then they actually deteriorate the effectivity.
So can we expect a shift then in the way in which it's being dealt with?
I think so. SAMIM will have to keep up with the changes. They will have to revisit their tactics and their response. You know, guerrilla warfare is always a very difficult type of warfare to counter, and they will just have to up their game and change their tactics as well.
Right. Has there been success in the fight against this insurgency to date?
There was a lot of success. We saw that on the side of the Rwandese, they dominate two districts where they really managed to drive the insurgents out of those two districts, and where we see that there were very, very few attacks in recent weeks in those two districts. That's the district of Msumbwara Praia, as well as Palma, where your gas operations is ongoing. And then on the side of SAMIM, they really started to dominate. There were a lot of clashes in Makubnia, where they invaded a lot of camps. They destroyed a lot of camps, as well as in the top across near the Tanzanian border in Mangare district, where there was also a lot of successes from their side. But we see that because, as I mentioned earlier, you know, SAMIM is operating virtually without any air support, for instance. They can't dominate the areas. They don't have resources that they really need to dominate. And the insurgents are taking advantage of that. But what we also picked up is towards the end of May, a huge group of insurgents that were trained in the DRC arrived in Msumbwara, in Cabo Delgado, and that led to the new tactics. They had new resources, they had new manpower, and they could spread their resources and up their game against SAMIM.
Willem Els, a Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives at the ISS, talking to us this morning.